Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo and this is Sensemaker, one story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the story of an Olympic hopeful and a performance-enhancing burrito.
But Houlihan has got Simpson in her sights. They're both going past. Kate Grace now has made a brave attempt, but has Simpson got enough speed here to keep Houlihan at bay? Houlihan has that explosive speed.
That's Shelby Houlihan winning the 1500-metre national running title in 2018. She's an American middle-distance runner and was expected to be a medal contender at the Tokyo Olympics. But Shelby Houlihan's Olympic dream just came crashing down.
After a confusing back and forth, we have it confirmed now. Sioux City native Shelby Houlihan will not be allowed to race at the U.S. Olympic track and field trials.
In January, Shelby Houlihan was told she was being suspended from competing. A recent drug test had come back positive for a banned substance. They found 5 nanograms per milliliter in Shelby's system, an extremely low level.
Houlihan faces a 4-year ban from the sport after she tested positive for the steroid nandrolone.
It's a steroid commonly used by bodybuilders. It's a bit like testosterone. It can help increase muscle mass. You can take it in a tablet or inject it into muscles. But Shelby Houlihan says that before she received the email, she'd never even heard of nandrolone.
When I got that email, I had to read it over about 10 times and Google what it was that I had just tested positive for. I've never even heard of nandrolone before.
And after some research, Shelby Houlihan learned that eating pork can lead to a false positive for the drug. After putting together a food log of everything she ate around her drugs test, Shelby Houlihan claims that a burrito she bought and ate from a Mexican food truck 10 hours before the test was to blame for the positive result. Soon after, she gave a hair sample, which proved that she hadn't been taking the drug regularly. But it didn't matter. Her suspension was upheld. So the question is, who do we believe? Now, Shelby Houlihan isn't the only athlete to be caught out.
Who is going to be in yellow in Paris? Well, 3-time Tour winner Alberto Contador is the favourite with the bookies. He's far from the favourite, though, of many Tour watchers, thanks to the ongoing doping controversy that has dogged him since last November, when it was revealed that...
Back in 2010, traces of a breathing drug called clenbuterol were found in a urine sample given by the triple Tour de France winner Alberto Contador. He blamed a steak he'd eaten because the drug is sometimes given to cattle illegally to speed up their growth. And like in Shelby Houlihan's case, the amount detected was minuscule. If the substances had been taken regularly, there would be more of a buildup in the athletes' bodies. But it was still in their system.
And if you're in that echelon of athlete where you're contending for the Olympics, you don't want to take any risks or, you know, take any chances whatsoever. Why would you risk eating this burrito with pork in it if you knew that your levels could then inherently be mildly elevated?
Each year, the World Anti-Doping Agency publishes a list of substances that athletes are banned from using. And because of advances in technology, that list could keep growing. New studies into paracetamol have found that it has doping potential because it lowers the body's temperature, something that could help cyclists or marathon runners. Some herbal extracts are now thought to have enhancing effects too. And that's why Houlihan and Contador are able to use the innocent eating of meat as their defense. Doping controls are able to catch tiny amounts of a banned substance in their system. But there's a different kind of race on too. New substances that give athletes a competitive edge are constantly being developed as testing tries to keep up.
In 2011, an anonymous survey asked more than 1,200 athletes whether they'd used performance-enhancing drugs. The result, which was kept quiet for 6 years, was astonishing. 44% admitted to doping. But typically, only 1-2% of samples test positive.
But with the Tokyo Olympics happening in a month's time, sporting bodies are keen to clamp down and try to guarantee a clean race. So, innocent or not, speedy burrito or not, it's unlikely that we'll see Shelby Houlihan out on the track anytime soon. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Claudia, Imi, Zav and Ella here at Tortoise Media. Our promise to you is to make sense of the world through one story every day. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's story was written and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.